The devastating report of coronial inquest into the suicides of 13 Indigenous children in the Kimberley was released last week, and it cited fetal alcohol syndrome and intergenerational trauma as being amongst the many causes of dire circumstances for Indigenous youth. So will the report make the situation any better? Dylan Storer has more.
Mixed emotions, to be honest. The sadness that we're continuing to see children feel that the only way out from what they're experiencing is to take their own lives. And so that brings great sadness to all of us, and especially the families and the community members of where these children live. But also I think the community at large that are interested in supporting and who care about what's happening in this country, in the lives of Indigenous Australians. I'm hopeful that what the coroner was able to highlight, the language used, the specific kind of areas, including fetal alcohol spectrum disorders, the impact of chronic oversupply of alcohol into communities and towns that devastate the lives of children and families and communities.
I know some people here in the Kimberley are feeling disheartened, and that they don't feel as if this report will make much difference. Do you think that this report will help bring about that change across the Kimberley, but I guess broadly Western Australia and maybe even further into the rest of the country?
Look, I think reports that have been written, they've been untold numbers of reports written about Indigenous issues. And, you know, this is another report that we've come to see. But I think these reports need to be actioned by people. The report is no good once it's written and it sits there. It requires people to be able to respond to what it is that has been highlighted in this case. And so I would imagine that if people are caring of what is happening to our children, our families and our communities, and what is required in terms of affecting the change that we also desperately need to see, then it is upon all of us to act in terms of making the report real in terms of its response to the situation.
There was a few recommendations in there for schools, including teaching Aboriginal languages in classrooms to help boost culture and cultural awareness, further vocational training in schools, but also the recommendation of the potential to build residential colleges in more Kimberley towns, such as Fitzroy Crossing. We've got one in Broome at the moment, a place where families can send kids to study in a facility that's been co-designed by the community. That was an important aspect of the recommendation. What do you think about that proposal?
Well, look, there's a number of elements to this question. There's the issue of languages and our rights to our languages and to be able to speak and use our language, the first languages of Australia. So as Indigenous people, we have a right to use and speak in the language of our choice. The issue to do with the supported accommodation for children who are needing it, I think it's a positive opportunity. It's something that we can explore, that we need to include the relevant stakeholders. Critically, we need to include the families and the community in that conversation and shape it to something that's really needed and can be beneficial to the community. And to also hear from the children as to what should be available in this community that they would consider of benefit and use and meaningfulness to them.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner June Oscar, ending that report by Dylan Storer. If that story raises any questions for you, please contact Lifeline on 131114.